This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sadly, we heard the sad news of the passing of our beloved brother Azhar Safwan. May Allah have mercy on his soul. May Allah admit him to the highest place in heaven. Al-Firdaus al-A'la, Ameen. And he's been a very old and very loyal friend. May Allah bless him. May Allah bless his soul. And may Allah bless his family, who suffered a lot, went through a lot. And no matter what I say, it is not sufficient. But Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, he had invested greatly in his life in the field of da'wah, even though he wasn't a speaker. But he's been organizing our events for so many years, Mufti Man, right?
Yes. I never met him. I never actually interacted with him, but I've heard everything goodness, mashallah.
And if you ever hear about him, you would only hear mashallah. Good things. Mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Rahmatullahi alayhi. And he's a typical example of the hadith, inna Allah idha ahabba 'abdan ibtala. Because subhanallah, Azhar Safwan was simply loved by everyone who associated with him simply loved him. Very decent guy, very simple. And subhanAllah, he devoted his life, his wealth, and even his family towards serving da'wah. He was very keen to deliver the word of Allah to everyone, even though he himself wasn't a speaker, a known person. But he was one of those whom an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu al-'abd al-taqiy al-naqiy al-khafi."
You know the point of khafi. Taqi, one who is conscious of Allah, Naqi, one who is pure, does something only for the sake of Allah as well, and Khafi, one who does things secretly. If you were to meet this brother, you would never believe what type of a mountain he was when it comes to the work he did to promote the deen of Allah, and what he did for many, many scholars, where he would arrange and organize and sponsor huge events, and that which is very costly.
Quietly.
Very quietly, so unsuspecting that if you were to see him, you would think perhaps this is just an ordinary volunteer, just a normal guy. Mm-hmm. And he was the guy. And very humble, his tone was always humble, very respectful, very enduring. What great qualities, subhanAllah.
And Allah made this in the scale of his good deeds.
And he is loved by so many of the scholars and so many of the top people. And may Allah grant him Jannah al-Firdaus.
Because those who are close to him, especially of the du'at, they realize that he's behind a lot of work, a lot of activities. And he doesn't just simply ask people to help, but he would invest his own money. He was not like a multi-millionaire or a businessman, but subhanAllah, he did not spare an effort nor wealth to support any cause of da'wah. Since he was living in Doha, mashallah, for so many years he's been organizing our visits and our speeches. And guess what? In the beginning, I didn't even know him. So I would come, deliver my speeches, and I would return home
without even knowing.
Not knowing who's behind that. SubhanAllah.
May Allah accept it from him. Another very great thing, he had a lot of love and care. You know, he would phone, ask, "Will you need something?" and so on. He would keep contact and communication. 2 days prior to his death, I had the good opportunity of visiting him in the hospice that he was. He struggled with cancer for a while, and his health went up and down. They tried so many treatments, but, you know, ajalallahi idha ja'a la yu'akhkhar. When the time comes, then nothing will delay it. We ask Allah to give him the highest ranks of Jannah al-Firdaus and make it easy for his family.
You guys know how much I love my dear brother Mufti Mink. And subhanAllah, when he had the chance to visit him in Leicester in the hospital,
2 days before he passed,
immediately phoned me and he texted me. He said, "I'm with your brother Azhar Safwan. He wants to talk to you." Even though he wasn't able to talk, but subhanAllah, I was able to speak to him. I even asked him to say the kalima, and he repeated the kalima after me a few times. He said, "La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah." His wife and his family were next to him. I have never seen anyone who is very steadfast, very enduring, as much as Azhar Safwan. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah idha ahabba 'abdan ibtala," the hadith is being demonstrated on this person. Whenever Allah loves one of his servants, he will try him, he will test him. Why? so that when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have no sins. I hope when I pray, Azhar Safwan is one of those category of people whom would meet Allah with no sins, but only with mountains of good deeds. It is sufficient to hear the admiration and the good words of all, mashallah, the speakers and the dua. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Antum shuhudullahi fil ard." You guys are the witnesses of Allah on earth. So when we testify for him, when people around him say, mashallah, how good he was, this is a testimony that Allah the Almighty honors. May Allah have mercy on Azhar Safwan. May Allah make all the suffering, all the pain and the grief that he and his family went through be in the scale of his good deeds. Ameen, ameen.
This is a lesson for all of us to plan our legacy, to be behind something that's worth, you know, being in Jannah for those.
Ameen, ameen. You know, I had the opportunity to tell him, because he was enduring so much of pain, and I said, Habibi, you know what, endure it for the sake of Allah, because Allah will grant you a higher level in the hereafter. And he nodded his head and had a smile. And then, you know, he gave me a hug. It was priceless, subhanAllah, priceless. You know, and to be able to tell someone, look, endure, because he was in tremendous, excruciating pain towards the end. Mm-hmm. And he was on, some medication for that. But that pain is such that one wonders, why is Allah doing this? Allah says, I elevate your status, because for the Akhirah, when you see the level that you will be at, you will wish that you had stayed in that condition for longer, so that you could get a higher status in Jannah.
And subhanAllah, if this hadn't happened to the greatest man ever walked the earth, the dearest and the most beloved to Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perhaps we would have been doubting that. In fact, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was lying down on his deathbed and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud visited him, when he put his hand on his forehead, he was like burning. He said, Ya Rasulullah, innaka latu'ak, you're really suffering. He said, inni la'u'aku kama yu'aku rajulani minkum. Indeed, I'm suffering double the suffering of any of you, like two men at the same time. He said, is it because Allah will raise you into higher ranks on the Day of Judgment? He said, yes, indeed. And the highest rank ever is preserved for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah the Almighty grant us all his company in Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. Brothers and sisters, don't forget to support the family of Azhar Safwan. Wallahi, they deserve it. They deserve it big, big time. And this is the least we can do to Azhar Safwan, who have been serving the deen of Allah throughout his entire life.
I think his youngest is about 3 years old.
Subhanallah.
Yes, no. I think his youngest is about 3 years old, and he has a few teenage kids and some are a little bit post-teen. But yes, correct. May Allah make it easy for all of them and grant goodness. Ameen. Allahumma ufir lahu warhamhu wa sakinhu fil jannah. Allahumma ufir lahu warhamhu wa sakinhu fil jannah. Allahumma ufir lahu warhamhu wa afihi wa afu anhu wa akrim nuzulahu wa wasi' mudkhalahu wa usilhu bil ma'i wa thalji wal barad. ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم ارحمه اللهم عافه واعف عنه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد
Include him in your dua, my brothers and sisters. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.